Okay.
Now, do you want to wait till we talk right now, but if you feel like you're getting angry, say, let's stop talking.
I just want to get out on the loose side.
Okay.
We're not going to walk up the hill.
No, just what we did last time when you were angry.
Okay, Robert.
Okay, for one thing, whenever you say angry,
the whole week like this, if it was unimportant.
I was, we agreed on Monday, but then you decided.
No, we really wanted Friday, and I thought I was going to get that, but that didn't pass.
I was showing, I came up with new ideas that if we would have went the old way, it would have hosed things up, okay?
What old way?
Do two cuts instead of one, using big fat wire, which, fat tubes, which might have required.
I know,
but what I'm saying is, I'm talking about when I do it, if I would have done two tubes instead of one, I would have needed a lot more freon, more than what's in there right now.
Okay, how long ago did I express the importance of getting this done by Monday?
You did last week, and we both agreed Monday was good enough.
Okay, and it looks like it's not going to happen on that, right?
Well, you decided on this new project.
Okay, I told you why.
Yes, you said.
Okay, then why didn't you stop me? You weren't paying attention. You was aloof in
Richard,
your computer and your.
Look at what happened last. When I tell you to stop doing this, how have you reacted in the past?
No, that's not true. No,
you're minding my fence. Okay, you didn't say you were doing it for me. You're just doing it for you because you said.
I said I was going to be your robot, which meant if you would have said something, I would have not, because I would have.
I don't believe that. Richard, anytime I do, if you're starting on something and I say stop doing that, I've always been met with much resistance.
So you're using history, right?
Yeah.
Okay. History is legal. Okay? That means there's no date limits. It's full legal.
Are you making that as an announcement right now?
Yes. This is the way it's going to be. Or on my side, if you want to withhold history on your side and hold in the angry, fine. I don't care. You just.
Okay, so we have this one conflict that you want to be doing something, okay? Otherwise you'll go crazy and get angry or whatever. Because if I would have told you to not do that, in my mind, you would have gotten angry. But you never did bother to ask me, hey Robert, will cleaning the office and the room be helpful to you? You never asked that. You just went ahead and did it. And you said that you wanted the office because it was too messy and it was cluttery and it was messing you up. You hated it.
Okay.
That's what you said today.
Okay, you're right about that. Okay. You are right about that.
And that's what I was respecting.
Okay.
And because of that, I put a priority on that because there's one thing that has higher priority than a a quick mini split. Actually, two things. One is a reliable mini split. Two is doing what you ask. So if you do something else, it supersedes.
I'm sorry, what?
You asked to like move all the stuff out to the garage, okay? You wanted it all moved out, okay? And
okay, all I got to say is I'm going to put this one. I'm pulling the sick card because that's why it happened.
That's fine.
You are allowed. I was busting my ass.
The sick card is allowed. The sick card is totally allowed.
No, it's not.
The sick card is allowed.
Because you're getting bulky. So just
like right now, I'm getting bulky.
Yeah, you're raising your voice and get all huffy.
I'll be quiet. I'm chill.
Yeah. Okay. So. Here's the unfair thing, is if I don't get a positive result from Byron, it's not gonna be a primary, but about 15% of the blame is on you for sandbagging this thing.
It's already too late.
It may be, but most of it's, it's 85% my fault.
Okay, so tell me. So you're saying that there's a big difference between Friday and Monday, right?
No, it sounds like you're
okay,
not even
going to go ahead and finish it when we get home.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm finishing it,
okay,
and I'm going to make mistakes.
That's fine, as long as it works.
And no, it may not work.
Okay, Robert.
Listen, if you're rushing me, you decrease the likelihood of its success.
Okay.
I need to be relaxed so I can think. So when something bad happens, I can
Okay, Robert, that's bullshit, Robert.
Okay. All right, well, it's not bullshit. All right, okay.
Because you're making excuses. That's an argument.
Okay.
You can do a good enough job, and I'm asking you to get done by Tuesday noon, okay? Not Monday.
No, I'll just get done with it in the next 2 hours. Or I'll attempt it in the next 2 hours.
Okay, but if you're doing manipulation right now, and if that's going
to
cause a bad...
I have to.
No, I said Tuesday noon, not Monday. You have to manipulate me. That's what you had to do.
No, you already said... That the difference between Friday and Monday is already damaged or done. So if I have it done tonight, then that's done before Monday. So that's less damage, right? In your eyes?
I tell you what.
Do you understand what I said? Steel man, what I said. It's very important.
Say it again.
Okay. You already said that the difference between Friday and Monday is already like damage, irrevocable damage. The difference between those two. So I am minimizing that damage by having it done Sunday night. Do you agree?
Okay, go ahead, but if there's any mistakes in it.
You have to watch me to keep me from
making mistakes. No, that's because, okay. So you want me to stand there and watch you do the work? Is that what? Yes, I'll do that because
sort of. I'm going to set everything up, and you tell me if everything's up, if this is going to work or not, based on what you watched on the videos. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, and then you're going to go ahead and check it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. But I'll tell you one thing that is possibly more damage than. Okay, first off, can you tell me the difference between Friday and Monday, the damage?
Okay, between Friday and Monday, there's nothing, hardly.
Okay, I'll tell you what the damage is if I have to be forced to work fast. Is the same thing with the guy with the airplane business. He hated it and didn't want to do anymore. You want me to hate it?
Okay, you already hate it. You made up your mind.
No, I won't hate it if I'm not forced, if I can just do it at my own speed. And I've
okay,
been making
and I
progress.
Said,
I've been making progress.
I said Tuesday noon. I'm good with Tuesday noon. Are you good with Tuesday noon?
I'm telling you why I'm not, because you already said that.
Okay, Robert, forget about what I
said. You already said between Friday and Monday, there's damage done. And I'm minimizing that.
No, I didn't say that. I said by Friday. Okay, I take that back. I'm sorry. And that was just me ranting, okay?
Okay, well, that makes a big difference. That really takes a load off of me and raises my situation awareness. Okay. Because then I'm not carrying a load.
And really, Monday and Tuesday will not make a difference. So if you need Tuesday, you got it, okay?
Okay.
And I will just do everything you say, and if I do, and I will ask.
If I get done with one A, can you report that to him?
What's one A?
Is where I just evacuate it. Cut, or I take all the Creon out. But, or is that not?
No, actually, if you do one step more, one A, and then weld the new tube, and you don't have to put the vacuum back in, okay?
I can do that. That I can do.
That way we have a picture of the stretched system. That's what I wanted, just a picture of a stretched system.
Here's what we'll do, is you just go ahead and take a picture of the stretched system, and, do not say that it's not working.
No, I won't. I just say,
here it is. Here it is. Okay.
I'll just have a picture and describe how it works. Okay?
Okay, so I'm going to take a few just high-res pictures of the before picture, mm-hmm. and then there's going to be a after picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so on my side, I'm just going to ask permission. Okay, so until you get done with the prototype, I will be more involved where I'm actually going to everything I do. You have full permission to say, drop what you're doing and help me. And until then, because to help you with situational awareness, I will ask permission if I choose to do anything kind of big, like I did. Because today, I didn't realize it was going to be that big. Because I actually thought the bedroom was the big thing, and I got done with that in 3 hours. Done. And I didn't think the office was... But it just overwhelmed me, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And I kind of was telling you steps that, you know, doing what it takes to make it easy for you. You know, like putting, you know, like creating the box called the workbench. You know, the stuff you can put up instead of having the whole pile.
Okay,
that way.
So I'm going to go ahead and do 1A tonight.
Huh?
I'm going to do 1A tonight.
Okay.
The worst can happen is we'll lose almost a pound of Freon. That's actually
fine because even if we was to pay $500 or $600 for our 30 gallons of Freon,
yeah,
we'll do it. But right now we got plenty and we're trying to be too cheap, okay? So it's almost like we'll ahead just release the gas out and glue it together.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Well, no, I'm going to attempt to do
recovery.
Just, otherwise, I won't. If I just release the gas, I won't learn anything.
No, I know. But I was just trying to get you to say that it's, you know, that when you do it, don't get all scared and all that. Because you said you were scared. And by saying it's okay.
I've been thinking about it for the last 2 years. Okay. I've been dreading this day.
Okay.
Okay. You don't know what's going on through my mind. I've just really dreading.
Okay. Well then,
when you yell at me,
and you're always yelling at me.
Wait. Stop.
No. It's like what? The smoking. This is like smoking. And 9/11.
Smoking, I don't understand.
It's quiet, but the numbers are a lot bigger, but quiet. And 9/11 is small death, but loud. You're always. If I balked at every time you got me mad, it would be 40 times a day, and that is a hell of a lot more than one, you know, little, you know, 2 minutes.
Do that one day. Just do that one day. Just, I'm going to say one day, not real soon, but we're going to pick a day, and then it'll be Bob Balk Day. I want to see what it's like. Are you good with that?
Okay, what it is I will say what it is. And you do not argue back.
I've done that before. You know, I've demonstrated that many times.
No. You demonstrate that you can't do stiff.
Okay.
You're going to have to be strong enough and stop being a wimp. I'm going to be insulting you, whatever, because you insult me every day.
I insult you every day?
Fuck yes.
What's the worst insult that I did? No, what is the worst insult?
Well, when you give me unsolicited advice, that's an insult.
That's an insult.
Yes. Unsolicited. And I told you that.
Unsolicited.
Because you are not accepting me for who I am. When you...
So then... Hold it. Whoa, stop. So, when you give me unsolicited advice, is your intention...
You told me it doesn't hurt you.
Right.
But I said, don't do it to me. And I told you that while I'm got my shallow rep, I told you there'd be unfairness, but you're backing out of the deal when you bump right now like you're doing.
Okay.
You are welshing on the bet.
Okay, so...
Are you a liar, but you're just a welsher, and I don't care. I don't fucking care.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're saying that when I give you any kind of advice, any form of mind your fence, would you say that in my mind I'm intentionally insulting you, or has it just come out that way?
I really don't know. I'm starting to lose trust in you, okay?
Okay.
And I believe, you're racist against Mexicans and other people, and of course you don't even remember the day that, like when...
Racist against Mexicans, like
and,
how
and
so?
And black people.
And black people, how so?
Like when we was living in the little mobile home.
I'm talking about now.
No, you don't escape.
Oh, you're going to bring up old history.
Because you really haven't changed.
So are you going to
you
bring up...
You really haven't changed. So because of that, I can bring up old history.
Wait. If you're bringing up whole old history, and it is, then it's actually saying change doesn't matter. You're implying that change doesn't matter. Because if I did change since old history, then yeah, I did bad stuff then, and I changed. Okay? How can you judge a change if you're bringing in old history and not using it as a base for today?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but here's the thing is, you haven't changed.
I haven't changed?
You are no different than you were in the 70s.
Oh, okay. So when's the last time I did something... Okay, let's just talk about, like, black racist. When is the last time I did something black racist?
Well, you just said, nigga, and I said,
yes,
don't do that.
Yes, I did, and I told you why. I told you exactly why. I explained that many times.
What?
It is such a weird, triggered word. It's funny because it is so explosive. And I say, nigga, and I don't say nigger, or I don't say anything.
I know, but still, yes.
That is it? No, there's plenty of shit that you do.
No,
so what else? Because I already explained that one.
Okay.
If it offends you, I'll stop doing it. Okay, I'll stop doing it.
Because it's no different than when you brought Sean home and said, hey, Richard, watch this. Sean, you're a nigga, And you did do that. And you refused to remember that. I can call up
if
Sean.
If I don't remember it, how can I refuse if I just honestly don't remember it?
Okay, how about if I call up Sean and do you believe it?
Yes, I do. I don't remember it, but I do believe it.
Do you want me to call Sean and have him to tell you the details of what transpired?
And what would that do? If I already believe you, if
no,
I
because,
already believe
because,
the details...
because you're...
how long ago was
that's,
that?
It doesn't matter.
Wait, what did I do? Did I insult him? I mean, did I purposely insult him? Did I display racism towards him?
Yes.
How so? What did I do?
It's like... you called him a nigger. And he laughed like he was cool about it, but he wasn't.
Okay, do you really think that I I think he's a subspecies or something like that.
Yes.
No, because he did really well.
I know he did well, but still, he's still a subspecies to you. Because according to you,
okay, Richard, in the last 2 years, you said nigga too. Does that make you a racist too? Because you said
bad,
it too.
It's bad too, yeah. Well, what?
Are you a racist?
Yeah, I am. Because when they say it, I laugh too. You know, like when we was watching Sanford and Son, and he said, oh, nigga didn't talk. I laugh. And when,
does that make you a racist?
I believe it does.
Okay, let's walk this way. Come on, we're walking. Okay, so I don't believe it does. Because a racist is a person who thinks that they are an inferior race. But if you're talking about a culturalism, like saying that word, that's a culturalism. That's funny. It is just like if, you know, white people did a cultural thing like, woo-hoo, you know, we laugh at that too. Okay? We not only laugh at them, but when they talk, you know, just like the video I showed you where the...
Okay, so...
Quiet.
Okay.
Let me talk for 1 minute. Okay? Mm-hmm. When I showed you the video of the five black people sitting in the living room,
yeah.
One guy said, hey, let's go. Let's go on vacation.
It was
because of cultural broism.
Okay.
Whether they use nigga or not, that's part of it.
Okay,
that's an expression of it.
Okay, maybe he didn't cross lines in the past 10 years except for when you... was talking to Darla.
Yeah.
And you did that, and she didn't like it.
As soon as I found out that she didn't like it, I dialed back.
No, you kept going.
No, I didn't.
I told you to stop.
Richard, and my relationship with Darla is intact. Do you believe me?
No, because she said even at the
funeral,
she recognized that I was better than you, a hell of a lot better than you. And she said things to that word.
But did she say that I was a racist?
She didn't say racist, but...
She said that you were nicer than me. I'm an asshole to everybody. Because you said that I'm an asshole to tech support people. And you've seen my psychopathy. Okay? It isn't racist. It's everybody. I'm equal opportunity.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Do you agree?
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Okay, that's fine. Okay,
so since I'm giving you Tuesday, I want you to start on a problem solving, okay? You know, you're seeing the
problem. Oh, wait, here's another thing. If the...
Robert, I was talking.
Okay, I'll finish. Go ahead, finish.
Okay, interrupting is bad. I don't care, you know, Brad and, you know, whoever interrupts.
Is it all right if I just interrupt with you just long enough so I can... I record a memorable word so I don't lose my thought. Is that legal? Because if I have an important thought...
No, let the thought go, because it's not important. Never was.
Okay, all right. I have a different workaround for that. Go ahead.
Something real quick, but I forgot it, okay? So, congratulations, all right?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Turn around this way.
Nope.
There's still road. Oh, there's more road. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we were talking about, like, I'm an asshole to everybody. I'm
okay,
just
now,
trying to trigger.
No, okay, now I remember what it is. Okay. I gave you an extra 24 hours, so Tuesday, okay?
Yeah.
But I want you to start on something else. Is a problem solving. And you can probably start maybe when you get done with the air conditioner, but I want you to work on it and give me a day, you know, give me a... put work into it every day, okay?
A particular problem which you haven't said yet?
Yeah. Here's what the problem is. I have a document where I have, it talks of, you know, is something I wrote 4 or 5 days ago. And it's called 5 Levels of Cooperation. And between the both of us, I'll tell you what number 1 is, and number 5 is, and number 4. Okay?
Okay, so you have a document, and you have 5 paragraphs in it, or sentences.
Yeah. The first one is where we're both working together, and I'm actually like, I'm not raising my voice, and I'm not doing anything. I'm actually trying to get you to do something, and you're actually listening to me, and you get it done, where I don't have to yell at you. Okay? That's number 1. Because it seems that when I'm nice, nothing gets done.
Well, I gave you 1 tool which you still haven't exploited yet.
What?
Okay. You did the beta thing. Where they got the beta house, he told me to do, you know, so you should do this and this and this. And then at the end of the year, he dressed me down in front of the whole house.
Why didn't you get it done?
Because I had other things. And I asked you, Richard, would you, if you want something done, will you just check in with me? Nag me once in a while. That
okay,
works.
Okay.
Is that too much for you?
Yes, it is. Because I tried.
Okay.
Awesome. I didn't nag at you. Did you make your hospital appointment? I nagged you 3 times.
Yes, and I told you why.
When is the hospital appointment?
I told you what I was waiting
for. No, you just
for.
Gave me some argument and lame excuse.
Okay.
Okay.
I will do that when... Okay, so I will do that when I have a reliable alarm system that'll remind me when the actual appointment is. Okay? All I know is when you made that request, one of those times when you're just, you know, angry and lashy. Anytime you're angry and lashy, I just nod my head and agree to everything you say. That's when you've made it. If you make it when you're not angry and lashy, that carries weight.
No, that doesn't carry weight. I wasn't meeting up. So
okay, also I gave you another thing. Or first thing you don't want to do, fine. I gave you another thing that you agreed upon too, is you put every request that you put
when
in.
When am I going to get to tell you the challenge?
Well, you asked me questions and I was answering. But
can
I'll stop.
I say what the challenge is? Okay, so I got 5 levels of cooperation where the first level is we're working and because what's been happening is whenever I ask you, you know, when I'm nice and try to get you to do something, it does not get done. But when I yell, it gets done. So solve that problem.
B dot to do.
No.
Look at B dot to do right now. You made a request and I honored it. And it's been sitting there for the last 2 days. You haven't even consumed my reply. Yeah. Okay. That works. B dot to do. To the top of B dot to do.
No, because I've had stuff in B to do before and it just got ignored.
Well,
go further down B to do and you might see some old ones.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, we'll do that. That is what we'll do. Okay. That is the first thing we'll do when we get home. I'm going to address everything that's on your mind right now when we get home, okay? And keep in mind that when you said that the micro split was so important, everything, that was when you decided you needed I'm not going to bring it up now. Yeah, I'm not going to bring it up. Okay.
Okay, so... Okay, I'm going to just give you the whole thing, okay, Robert?
I'm listening.
I've been trying to work and help both of us to become better, to self-improve. You threw all of both big attempts, you know? And the thing is you're so big-headed that you said, oh, that's not important. I asked you, you know, whenever I said, this is serious, and I, before then, I said, you know, when I walked with you, it says, could you really help me and just be in a positive frame of mind, But no, you didn't. On the assignment with the girl.
What girl?
You know, the girl you meet at the bar.
Yes, I did that as good as anything.
No, you did not.
How? Okay, tell me what you were expecting.
Okay.
Tell me what you were expecting.
Okay, I got the tape of the after reaction. And what you should have said is, why are you doing this? What's the end product that you want out of this? You didn't do that. All you did was you just lamb blasted it, and that's all.
And then I did ask you.
What'd you ask? What'd you say?
I said, why are you doing this? And you said, I don't want to talk about it. I did ask, because it was weird assignment.
Okay,
it was a weird assignment.
Okay, well, let me listen
that's
to the
fine.
Tape, and you may be right.
Not
okay?
During the tape.
No, okay.
Before the tape. You brought it up. And
okay, I'll listen to the tape, and the tape will tell all.
The
really.
Tape won't have everything, because it happened before the tape.
That's all we have.
Or after.
I don't have a fucking time machine, okay?
Okay. All right, I'll drop it. If you don't remember me asking, I'm just going to
I'm going to go back to the list. The list goes like this. Number one.
All right, let's walk this way.
On number one, it's like we cooperate. On number two, I just get more towards like treat the way dad would do it, because that's the way you answer to it, and that gets results.
Okay.
Number five, I sell everything I have and spend my remaining 3 months with hookers and then so that at least I went out like fire, you know? And that is the number five. Number four is I'm away from you, and I'm like one, you know, I actually buy a pistol that'll big enough to blow my brains out. That's number four. And I prove it to you that I own the pistol with pictures and receipts.
Sure.
And I hide it so you can't call the cops.
Right. There's nothing I can do about it.
You're right. I want to do number one, but you're not letting me. Because whenever I try to, you know, do things, you just kind of, you're very good at minimalizing things. Okay, that's, you know, like you don't care. And it's like you're trying to get me mad and stress. What have you done? Okay, I tell you what. What have you done on our way back? What is the best thing you've done to help me with my anger problem?
Anger problem?
Yeah.
And
here's what I'll do is I'll tell you some things and see if okay. And
you
I'll
won't believe it. You won't believe it.
Okay. What
you
is
won't
it?
Believe it.
What?
And when I say it, I get the same script response back.
What?
So I'm not even going to bother this time.
No, okay, so that's because you don't have anything.
Yes, I do.
What?
Is I bite my tongue a lot more than I used to. Like, more so in the last month than I did before. There's a lot of times where I've turned up the mulligan really big time in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because there's one thing I wanted to question it about, but I dare not do it.
Okay.
There was one thing I really questioned you on, and I dare not do it, and I'm not even going to bring it up right now, because if I do bring it up, it will make you mad.
Okay.
And it's something that, when you're feeling really calm, I will tell you what it is, but not now, because you will explode. But it's something that I didn't do.
And it's probably just like the other thing. What the other thing about biting your lip is it doesn't work.
We'll explain. What do you mean? Say what?
Okay. How come you haven't?
Okay. Can you tell me what would I do? What would a minimum effort be that wouldn't get complaints? Tell me what a minimum effort that wouldn't get complaints look like.
No, I'm talking about what's effective. Is try.
You? No, we're on the subject. You asked me, what have I done to reduce your anger?
You haven't really done shit. Okay.
What would, give me an example of over the week what I would do minimally, not ideally, minimally, where you wouldn't complain.
Well, you can't do it in a week. You
over a month.
Okay.
Over a month.
Okay. Talk to an analyst.
Okay. So if I were to talk to Dr. Rice, okay, would that be enough? If I did that, would that be enough? What else? Is that enough?
Do you trust him? Do you think he's good enough?
I don't know.
Okay. Find somebody who is.
Well, no, I don't distrust him. He'll do some good, and I will have the meeting recorded, and you can always listen to it.
And I will take it to Rachel and have her output on it.
There. Okay. What else?
Go ahead and do some Google research. Not on advice to give me, but advice on how you can cope with the situation.
Oh.
Read, get on the internet, get on Twitter, whatever. But
okay, here's something I'm going to do right now.
What?
Is I've given you probably like at least 5 things. Can you do that for me? If it's so important, can you do that? I've done that, and you've responded positively to it.
What?
Gave you things on the internet.
Articles that you found?
Just videos where they talk about different things.
Okay, that's exactly like there was a time when we were living in the White House. Mom wanted us to watch a psychological thing just so we treat her better.
Wait, hold it. Wait. You said I should get on YouTube and try to solve my problem, okay? Right? Mm-hmm. But you're saying, oh, don't do that because that's like the White House.
No. What?
What I'm saying is, here's your challenge. No. Find a video for me. You find a video for me. Find one. Can you do that? If it's so important to you, would you at least do that?
No, because I've done these find videos argument because when I was, I'm still like with the thing about the knees, the exercise thing, and I've given you articles and passages, and you just refuse to read them.
Oh, you're talking about the big PDFs. Yeah. Okay. The mindfulness. But I'm talking about one that you just talked about right now, is to.
No, because you have to do it completely yourself.
Walk this way.
You have to do it completely yourself because if I find one, then you say, "Oh, Richard, cherry pick this one."
Yes, I want you to cherry pick. I want you to give me a good one. That's
okay.
What I want.
No, because it's never going to be good enough, okay?
Oh, all right. Okay.
That's
right.
Why you have to choose it.
Okay, well, I'm going to pull the challenge.
It's like when
Richard,
you ask...
I've already given you 2 or 3 things, and you keep refusing.
What are they?
Okay. One, I said, hey, put something on VDOT to do, and you refused it. You said, I've already done that in the past, and it doesn't work. No matter what I say, I've given you suggestions to do, and your only response is to refuse.
I will do it. What are the other 2 things?
Look up a video for me. Just the same psychological video, the same style YouTube video, which explains, you know, how to not make a person angry. You know, whatever, yeah, that. Can you do that?
It won't be a video. It'll be reading because videos don't work.
You like the one.
What video?
The one that it explained how anger is an addiction.
And look how that worked.
It's a video.
When you read something, it goes further into your head. When you see a video, you're just going to rubber stamp
it. You throw books over the wall. You don't give me, like, nice, digestible bites. You give me these big fucking books. Like, oh, hey, Robert, read these 40 pages, okay?
What's wrong with 40 pages?
40 pages is okay.
It's so, about the same time it takes to watch maybe two of your movies you waste time on.
Richard,
so 40 pages isn't
Richard, I did read your mindfulness.
What mindfulness?
You gave me a big 40 pages of mindfulness to read.
What?
I don't know what it was, a PDF, but
I'll tell you what I got out of it that you missed.
What? That was the one where I said, you know, where the thing you assigned me to read, a PDF or whatever it was, it said something to the effect that optimization goes against that. And you missed that. And I didn't miss that.
Okay.
So that was one of the things where you had me read something and I read it.
Okay. Okay, the thing is you...
I don't really have a bad record.
Okay, so that proves all you did was you didn't read it to help you. You read it just to look for ammunition. And
no,
sure
that
enough,
is
you
proof.
Found it.
No, that's proof
that you...
That is proof that I read it.
I don't... Eyeballs over what? It without... With rubber stuff and eyeballs.
Richard, I even gave you a summary of what I read and you accepted it. Okay?
Then why ain't you doing it?
Okay. Because I'm not going to answer that right now. But I'll answer that question when you're not angry. Because right now you're very angry. So all I'm going to do
That's because you've been stoned. You knew I've been sick for a long time, and you haven't done shit.
Okay.
In the long run, you haven't done shit, and you say how important it is. But boy, when it comes to action. There's really, you know, your total action is not close to your words.
Okay.
As much as you harangue me on anger, and you even infract, because it's like you're always bringing up my anger. And
is that one thing?
And that's a taboo. You're not allowed to.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and make the official rule right now. Okay, go ahead and make the official rule right now so I understand it.
Okay. You're not allowed to make reference to the fact that I get angry. Because I know that.
Okay, alright. So, will you go ahead and bite my head off every time I do that? And I'm okay with that.
I will.
Okay, that's what I want. That's what I want. Okay. Okay, so... Let's talk about what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to okay so when I do work for you that doesn't mean anything to you, right? When I do work for you, That doesn't help reduce anger.
I've done work for you.
Okay.
You know, like when you wanted me to clear off the front, you know, lawn, I've done it for you. Okay. So, yes, it doesn't mean, you know, so it does. I'm only talking about anger.
Okay. So
help me with my psychological problem.
Okay. So
and that's
one.
That's the argument. You asked,
why
you're
you
trying
said,
to and you're trying to divert me by using other things that have nothing to do with this argument.
No, I'm sticking with this argument. I'm right on the subject. I want to go over what you want me to do. One, you said appointment with Rice, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and put it on B.B, okay? All right? So, you said you want me to check out books on anger, how to deal with angry people?
That was just an example of what you could be doing because you
okay, no.
You know what the number one thing is?
Okay, go ahead, tell me.
The number one thing is help yourself.
and leave me out of it. When I say leave me out of it, just don't peek over the fence with your
by
unsolicited
help
advice.
Yourself. Tell me what that means.
Self-improvement.
Self-improvement. Self-improvement.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to help me with that?
I'd like to as much as I can. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Oh, here's one way I can help you. Okay, listening.
Here's the one thing.
Okay, Robert, shut up. You interrupted again. I'm going to go to Rachel with that paper.
Yeah.
She's going to go over things.
Okay. Okay. Have you made an appointment yet?
It's this week.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is just tell me. Okay, so here's my tape one.
Oh, here's some
tape one is based on this. What should Robert be doing to help himself?
Okay.
So he's not a narcissist anymore.
Oh, not a narcissist. Okay.
Or whatever the problem she brings up.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, for now, it's narcissism.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed it's narcissism.
Well, she'll read the whole thing.
Right.
And maybe some of the other things are, you know, maybe just as important. But the idea is to bring you an action. I was going to deliver you a Rachel plan. That means it's not me minding your fence. It's Rachel minding your fence. Okay? Are you
sure
with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Because she is a professional.
Yes.
She knows what she's doing.
And you're going to have a recording.
I will have the recording.
Okay. Now, have you gone through your 2-hour recording?
Oh, the one with Rachel?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Why haven't you? You're telling me, oh, why haven't you done this? Why haven't you done that? And now I'm asking you the same thing.
I'm going to pull the sick card, okay?
Okay.
And this is an unfairness you're going to have to deal with. Because if you were a better person, you would know what to do to help me out the right way instead of hurt me.
Okay. If you had to guess how you can genuinely help me, based on mostly on like requests that I've made in the past that you refuse, okay?
It's because I'm sick and I lack confidence. That's why I don't start. That's why I never got really into the programming. And even though I started CSS and I started many things, but
okay. So that's not a good thing to do then. That's not a good thing to do.
No, I don't. And you know, you say I need to, like, if I do a 3 solid years, that's like getting Kirk to read engineering book
well,
that you gave
what
him.
You're saying.
And that's exactly what that is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, so we won't talk about that tonight. We won't talk about it. This is off the table. Okay.
It's off the table, period, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And fishing and cheating is all I can do right now. If I build my confidence up, fishing and cheating is because I have low confidence that the real stuff will pan out, because I've tried working in the real world, working real, and where this has got me, you know?
Okay, so here's a. Can you? I'm going to ask you to.
Because I tried to get into programming.
Forget programming. We're not talking about programming.
Yes, we are. Because you always trying to show me what you've done, and you force it down my throat, and I have to appease you.
No.
Every time say you've done that twice this week, where I had to look at your code.
Yes, because you insisted. You insisted that you had to edit the file yourself.
And I did.
We had a system.
And I did, but you yelled at me,
I
and you found out you were wrong.
I said you put a pre in there, and that was it.
No, you said that I destroyed it, and you said much more.
I said
more
in
than
the
that.
Past you destroyed it.
No, this time you said much more, and you had to backtrack when okay. you found about the pre.
Yeah.
You said a lot more than just putting a pre in there.
What?
I came in there first, honestly, friendly, saying, hey, I got a problem with this, okay?
Okay.
And then you just really got into persecution Bob mode and
okay.
argument mode and asshole mode, and okay. it all came at once.
So if you don't want to do even HTML, that's fine. Here's what we'll do.
No, it really
is. Is if you want content in the page, you go ahead and put the content in the sticky note, which you know how to do, mm-hmm. and I will put it in your page. Or you go with that.
Okay.
Okay. Tell me everything that I need to do tonight to get you to lower your anger. And then I'll do it. I'll do the best I can.
I'll just say stay away from me.
I could do that. Okay, that's fine. All right, we'll just leave it at that. That's fine.
Well, no, I'll tell you something. Are you just saying just tonight or tomorrow too?
Just tonight.
Okay.
And then go ahead and say tomorrow too. But first, I'll finish tonight.
Okay.
Tonight, I will stay away from you.
That's all there is. That's all there is.
Okay. Well, then, what about tomorrow?
I'd say from. I'll just say from tomorrow until, I won't say Wednesday or Tuesday noon, but I'll just say Wednesday morning, okay? I'm stretching it out. From now until then, you put honest effort in trying to get done with the project. That means how much screen time do you need for Monday and Tuesday, two full days? How much screen time do you have to have?
Oh, zero. How much screen time would be the most amount of screen time that won't piss you off? Just that's what really matters.
Until up to the time you complete the project, and like I said, we're talking the fake project, okay?
What's
the morning? Until you get it done, up to that time, 2 hours a day.
Okay, so I'm allowed 2 hours a day. Won't piss you off.
2 hours a day of leisure.
Okay. All right. And you have the ability. It'll be spread along the whole day, but you can easily tell from you have my history, so you're able to see it.
Mm-hmm. And just
you'll
to
know,
give you a clue, if you was to like get
plus,
rid of,
you're going to see what I got accomplished.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
and if I'm getting shit done, if I'm getting shit done, then you should like not worry about it.
Okay. And I'll give you a clue. The second that you get done, where you have the, you know, the Freddy Krueger, you know.
What's Freddy Krueger?
It's the long copper arm.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
The second you get that done, there's, you know, the rules are you can have all the screen time you want. It's you can have it 24 hours, okay? Whatever, you know.
Okay. All Okay, so for tonight, I'm going to put stuff on the to-do, and then we're going to go over, you said you had wanted to go over the 5 points tonight. Okay, we'll go over that. What 5 points? You said you had them somewhere. You know, I said enough about that I wanted to tell you. Is there anything you wanted me to do in that area, specifically?
Just
besides make an appointment with Dr. Rice.
Okay. We'll make your other doctor appointment, okay? Tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
How about if you set your alarm clock to a certain time and I glue a sticky note to it that says, call your doctor. Is that good enough?
You're going to wake me up early in the morning?
Huh?
You're going to wake me up early in the morning?
No, you set your alarm clock upstairs and put a sticky note on it.
And in the middle of the day. Oh, I get it. I get it. I get it.
Just okay. Whatever time.
No, I can have Alexa give me a notification.
Huh?
I can have Alexa to give me a notification. As long as I'm in the room. Okay. All right. A good one to go over that, right? Actually, no, I do not want you to answer that right now.
No, because it's going to be the same answer I tell you tomorrow.
Okay, I want
it's
you.
Always.
No, no, here's why.
It's been the same.
Okay, can you wait till tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't feel like it right now. I'm groggy headed or make some lame excuse. I'll give you a 3-minute warning and then I'm going to tell you. All right?
Tell me what?
Tomorrow. About the deal about the gym.
Oh, no, 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 no. You only tell me when I ask you to.
No.
And here's why.
Because you'll never ask.
Here's why. Here's why.
Because you will never ask.
Okay. Well, then, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? If I don't ask you all day tomorrow, then you can blast it to me any which way after that. Give me 24 hours. And I'm not going to tell you why.
No.
All right, go ahead, blast it to me then. That's fine. If you can't honor my request, then...
I got a very good reason, because you're acting like Donald Trump. You're acting also like this, you know, the local... people who didn't like the zoning rewrite. All they do is they try to push and what's happened in zoning.
They never did say you can have anything you want in 24 hours or 30 days or whatever. They just kept pushing.
That's what Trump does. He's trying to push and stall the whole operation.
He never says, hey, if I don't have this shit done in 2 weeks, you can do anything you want. Trump has never said that. Never.
Okay, that's a shitty argument, okay?
Well, then don't bring up Trump as an analogy.
No, 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 no. It is a good analogy because you're just arguing
no,
back.
No, I told you.
When you stall, or tell me to stall, that means there's a, you know, the further you bring it out, the further
that I will not get it done.
Okay, there was two differences, okay? One is I said that after 24 hours you can do anything you want. And then what I did after that was, since you didn't accept it, I said, fine, you can do whatever you want. I said that.
Okay, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring it up tomorrow.
Okay. Trump wouldn't do that.
Okay, Robert, I don't want any argument about that. It's just
you brought the Trump up after I said I agreed to do it. However your style.
No, it was before then.
Okay. Okay, so we're done with our talk, right?
Yeah.
Okay.